أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the Ramadan Quran reflection taken from Jews 15. In this Quran reflection, I want to speak about one of the most controversial subjects in Islam. Not because you may be facing this personally, but reflecting upon this helps us in this day and age how to not accept this, even if that's in the heart only, and one is not able to help the person through this immoral thoughts or behavior. In Surah 15, Ayat 70 to 75, they said, "Did we not dissuade you from people?" He, Lut, said, "This is my daughters. You may wed them if you desire to do so. By your life, O Prophet, verily they were wandering on in their intoxication. So the violent blast overtook them at the sunrise. Thus we turned that city upside down and rained upon them stones of hard clay. Indeed, in that are signs for those who discern." In Islam, we believe that taking unlawful, immoral partners is a great sin. This is that we do not believe that one should take on a same-gendered relationship. Islam offers guidance and mostly provides ways for one's control in this desire. Prophet Lut offers his daughter to them so that they choose the correct path and therefore controls the desire by wedding them in a lawful marriage. It has not been only mentioned in the Quran not to have unlawful moral relationships, but it also is in the Bible for Christianity. We see in the biblical scriptures, Leviticus 18:22, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination." Also in the Corinthians, in the chapter 6, verses 9 to 10, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither sexual immoral, nor idolatry, nor adultery, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor the drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." Like any bad vice, and those of waswas, the shaitan's whisper, one must act against it and do the opposite in order to remove the vice from their soul. However, it isn't enough to just act against it in action, but to also refrain from thinking of it and making dua to Allah that this vice is removed from one's soul. Personally, since I am a convert, I have witnessed many incidents to where one would say and feel as though they were this way, and later in their lives realize they were not, and marry lawfully, and have kids leaving this vice in sinful deeds. Anyways, woe unto those who are intoxicated by their passion, deviations, arrogance, not to be aware of this shaitani path, and not reflect upon these ayats. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here in the Quran, "Indeed, in that are signs for those who discern." Let us not be a nation like Prophet Lut alayhissalam, in which a horrible punishment came to them. If we are not ones struggling with this waswas, let us not be ones that are accepting of it either. Let us help those like Prophet Lut tried to do, and if they are not accepting of our help, leave them to Allah. Wa akiru dawana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.